Today's shiur is Zeichen Nishmas Yehuda Leiber of Shmuel. Today's shiur is Masechta Megillah Daf Yud Gimel. We will begin in Mitzvah Shem on Daf Yud Gimel Amud Aleph, 7 lines from the top, the last narrow line. Says the Gemara, Rav Shimon Pazi Kava Posach B'Divrei Yomim. Rav Shimon Pazi, when he would begin giving shiurim in Sefer Divrei Yomim Amma Hachi, he would say as follows. Called Varecha Echodheim. Everything, sometimes we have very often in Sefer Divrei Yomim that one person is named, has we mention many names when we're speaking about the same person. Sha'ana Yoidim Ladarshim. They look like many names, but really they're all one name. And the purpose of them being mentioned as one name is to say a drasha about this individual. And as Moritz Chayes explains, the Medrash says, Lo nitna divrei yomim ela lidrash, that in the other Kisvei HaKodesh, explains the Moritz Chayes, there are psukim that we always take posh pshat. The rule is, Eim mikra yotzev dei pshutai, that whenever we have a posik, we never allow it to be removed from the Pasha Pshat of the Pasuk. And we also say, as we know throughout Shas and the Midrashim, many times we say a Medrash to explain the Pasuk. But that doesn't ever change that we have to remain loyal to the Pasha Pshat and the Pasuk. Here, says the Moritz Chayes, based on that Medrash, and they says that's what this Gemara is saying, is that the Drasha is the Pshat. That's what Divrei Yomim was set for. The Pasuk says in Divrei Yomim regarding Basya Bas Paroi, who married Kala ben Yifuna, Vishta Yehudia Yoldes Yered Avigdor, Veschever Avisoichoi, Veshikusil Avizanoyach, Veleb Nebisya Bas Paroi, Ashloka married. The Torah here discusses the Basya Bas Paroi. Says the Gemara, Amai Karla Yudoya. So the first question the Gemara says is why she called Yodaya. Says the Gemara, Shem Shekofer Bavadazara, connecting to the Gemara that we connected to the point that we discussed in our previous year, that she, Bisya, gave up the Avadazara of her family, the Ksiva Teribas Paroi, Lirchitz Ariyar, Vama Rebbe, Shiorda Lirchitz Megluli Beis Aviyah. That she went down, Rashi says, she went to Imagai. She went to convert to become a Jew. So the Torah even asked the question, Bizman Azeh, we can understand how somebody becomes a Ger, how somebody becomes a Geyrus. They accept upon themselves the halachas, they accept upon themselves to live and as a Jew. In those days, being Jewish only meant to keep the Zion mitzvahs b'nei noyach. So if it only meant to keep the Zion mitzvahs b'nei noyach, everybody kept them. What's mean that she was Megiyaris? And moreover, the Moritz Chayes asks that we know that an effective Geiris requires three people. And who were the three people who were the Dayanim at her Eidus? So therefore, the Torah oven explains, we're not to understand this Gemara literally. It wasn't a real tefillah. What she meant was, she that she wanted to announce that she will no longer have any more connection to the Avodah Zarah that was worshipped in her father's home. And that what she means is, what the Gemara means was that she was going to wash away worshipping Avodah Zarah. The Merame Sada has a different approach. The Merame Sada's approach is that the halach is that if somebody, Rachman Litzlan, is a mumer, if somebody completely rebels against Avodas Hashem, when he does tshuva, he has to go to the mikveh. And that's what happened here. The way I understand the Merame Sada is teaching us that, as we said from the Torah Evan, Akum, Nachrim, are also not allowed to violate the Zayim Mitzvahs Bnei Noyach. And one of the Zayim Mitzvahs Bnei Noyach is Avodah Zarah. She had worshipped Avodah Zarah, and now she was no longer going to worship Avodah Zarah. Since she was no longer going to worship Avodah Zarah, that's why she was no longer going to be a mumer. So going to the yard, going to the river, was like a mumer who does tshuva, supposed to go to the mikveh before, as they do tshuva. And the Sifsei Chachamim takes this one step further. He says that she deliberately went to the Yar to do this, because we know that the Yar, the Nile River, was the Avodah Zarah that they worshipped in Mitzrayim. So she went to the Nile River and made an announcement that I have no connection to the Avodah Zarah anymore. I am now going to be clean of that Avera. I saw the Rabbeinu Soloveitchik Zatzal explains that what happened over here was that we know it says in Pirkei Avos that what are the characteristics of a Jew? Rachmanim, Beishanim, and Goyim Lechasadim. The Tered Lerchatz Al Yar, as soon as she went down to the Yar, what does the Pasuk say? She sees the Tiftach, she sees the Spax floating in the river, and she opens it up, the Tereyas Ayelad, the Vine Nar Boicha, the Tachmolov. At the moment that she renounced being a Nachri, at that moment she acquired all of the characteristics of a Jew. Yolda, says the Gemara, that so the Pasuk is saying that she was the one that gave birth to Moshe Rabbeinu. Ask the Gemara, that isn't true. For Rube Rabasei, she raised him, but she wasn't his natural mother. Says the Gemara, Loi Melcha, from here we learn, Shekal Mekal Yosef Yisayim B'Tach Besoy, whoever raises an orphan, Malav Akasov Kilu Yolda, it's considered as if they raised, as if they had them. And in fact, the Ramah writes that if somebody is writing a document and he refers to his adopted child as B'ni, that doesn't make the document a false document. Because our Gemara says that Kol Mi Gadol Yosef Yisayma B'Tech Baisai is Ki'ilu Yolda. The Chachma Shleima, in fact, suggests that one maybe is Mekayim the Mitzvah, a Pur Revu, fulfills the Mitzvah, a Pur Revu, by raising an orphan in his home. The Chassam Sofer says that when an adopted child signs his name on a document, or he's called up to Torah, he could call himself the son of his adopted parents, even though they're not his real parents. In fact, however, the Shaul Tshuvas Tzur Yaakov writes that if somebody was adopted and he's getting divorced, there he has to be careful that he has to write, as his name is written, he has to write the name of his natural father, not of his adopted father. And because of that, he says he opposes that when he's called up to the Torah, he should be called up with his by his adopted father's name, because that may lead to a problem if he will ever, chas v'shalom, get divorced. The Chassam Sofer also writes that an adopted child is allowed to say Kaddish after the passing of his foster father. The question that he discusses, which was more relevant in the time and the place of the Chassam Sofer, was when there are unfortunately a number of people who have to say Kaddish, they all say Kaddish. They all say the Kaddish Yosem. In the time of the Chassam Sofer, the minig was that only one person said Kaddish. And they took turns. And the question is, if there are a number of people who need to say Kaddish because they lost their parents, and then there's this individual who lost not a natural parent, lost an adopted parent, does he get on the line? Or what is his role in having an opportunity to say Kaddish amongst the others who are saying Kaddish for real parents? Says the Gemara, Yered, the Pasuk uses the word name Yered to speak about Moshe Rabbeinu. Says the Gemara, V'lam Nikri Yishma Yered, why did he have that name? Shiar Lehem Yisrael Man B'yamav. The Man came to him in our time. And the Mashal explains, we're finding now that the Pasuk gives Moshe Rabbeinu many names. Why do we find that the Pasuk is giving Moshe Rabbeinu so many names? So says the Mashal, because since we just established that Batya wasn't Moshe Rabbeinu's natural mother, she only raised him. So therefore, the pasuk is showing what did she accomplish by raising such a great person. Gedor shagada part same she Yisrael. By giving the Torah, he closed any breaches that there may be between Klal Yisrael and HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Sarchu shenaslam Yisrael kesuka. He protected Klal Yisrael. Yikusil shekivu Yisrael lekel biyamav. Klal Yisrael hoped HaKadosh Baruch Hu in his time. Zonoyach shezniach of an same she Yisrael. He caused that Klal Yisrael's Averis should be pushed away. Avi, 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 Abba Taira, Abba Chachma, Abba Nevius. He was the father of Klal Yisrael in all these different ways. Says the Tzitzik Tzadik, Reb Tzadik, he says, why, as he called Avi? He says, because Moshe Rabbeinu was the father of all Talmidei Chachamim that will come in all future generations. Since Moshe Rabbeinu was the one that brought down the Torah from Shemayim, Moshe Rabbeinu was the first one that taught us the Torah, he became the father of all future Talmidei Chachamim. Veil b'nei Bisya, Ashlokach Merid, asked the Gemara, v'chi Merid Shemai, his name wasn't Merid, v'loi Kolev Shemai, his name was really Kolev. Amar HaKadosh Baruch Hu, yove Kolev, sh'amarad ba'atzis meraglim, let Kolev, who withstood and rebelled against all the other Meraglim, the Yisus Bas Paroi, it's appropriate that he should marry the Bas Paroi, Shemarda, that she rebelled, as we just discussed, Begluli Beis Aviyah. So the Tchelis Martcha, the Bajana Rav, asks a question that we know that Kalev married Miriam, the sister of Moshe Aaron. So how does the Gemara mention that he married Basia? So the Tchelis Mordechai answers that he had two wives. In those days, it was common for somebody to have two wives. Another teretz that he suggests is that he married her after Miriam died. But then the Maril Daskin asks that we know a Mitzri or Mitzris may not be married until a third generation after they convert. So how was Kalev allowed to marry her? She was a mitzris. So the Maril Diskin answers that before Matan Torah, there was no problem. These halachas did not apply. So the Ein Eliyahu has a different approach. He says, Baroi, Basya's father, said, Lo Yadati Hashem. He did not believe in HaKadosh Baruch Hu. What was his Aveira? The Aveira Paroi, explains the Gra, was that he believed in the Teva. He believed in nature. He didn't believe that there's a Kadosh Baruch Hu that's above that. He says that was the same Aveira of the Meraglim. The Meraglim, when they went into Eretz Yisrael and they saw what a strong, fortified country it was, how the people who lived there were so strong, the announcement was, Ki Chazaku Mimenu. That they're so strong, and al pi teva, under normal circumstances, we cannot conquer them. Kalev was the person that did not believe with the Meraglim. Kalev believed in HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and we're learning in our Shia today that so too was the Midah of Basya Bas Paroi. Therefore, he says, it was a perfect Shidduch. It says in the Megillah, regarding Mordechai, Asher Egla Mirushalayim, Im Agoyl Asher Egla Seher Mirchoni Melch Yehuda, Asher Egla Nevuchanetza Melch Bavar. Amar Rava, Shigolam Atzmai. Mordechai did not have to go to Golis, but he went on his own. And the Yin Yaakov explains that he went into Golis because he knew that Klal Yisrael in Golis will need a leader to protect them, a leader to give them Musar. Along the same lines, explains the Yin Yaakov, Mordechai saw b'nevuah that it would be through him that Haman will have a downfall, and therefore he went to protect Klal Yisrael. Another pshat that the Re'af suggests is that since, as we discussed in our previous year, the Cheresh and the Mezger, the Talmidei Chachamim at that point went into Galus. So Mordechai wanted to go into Galus because he wanted to be where there was a Makom Torah where the Talmid Chachamim were. The Ben Yehuda, the Sifsei Chachamim, said that Mordechai had the approach of he wanted to connect himself to Klal Yisrael. He knew that the Jews that were in Galus were the Jews that were Bitzaris, and he wanted to connect himself with other Jews who were suffering. V'hi oimen es Hadasa, hi Esther Bastada, Karle Hadasa. So the Gemara points out, on one hand, Esther is called Hadasa, the Karle Esther, and she's also called Esther. Tanya Rabbi Meir Omer, Esther Shema. Her real name was Esther. V'lam nikra Shema Hadasa. Why do we find that she's called Hadasa? Hashem HaTzadikim Shnikra Hadasim. Because we find that tzaddikim are called Hadassim. The Kena Weimer, and it says in the Pasuk in Zechariah, Risi alai levinish roich vasus adoim fu oimed ben Hadassim. He's standing between the Hadassim. And there are many pshatim why tzaddikim are called Hadassim. The Yalkut Shemoinim explains that Hadass doesn't get dried out, not in the winter, not in the summer. Tzaddikim also have a share by Olam Hazeh and by Olam Haba. Along the same line, the Alshik explained is that the Hadass always remains fresh. So too, do Tzaddikim always retain that freshness and that energy to serve HaKadosh Baruch Hu. The Marsha explains that a bad person is compared to a tree that doesn't give fruit. A tzaddik is compared to a tree that gives fruit. As the pasuk says, tzaddik katama yifrach. A hadas always gives off a great fragrance. And that's what the tzaddikim who are always giving off a good fragrance. The Ben Yoyod explains that we know, we've spoken about this, that in the Olam HaEmes, in Gan Eden, we will be nourished not through eating, but through reyach, through smelling. A hadas is given off to give a good fragrance. So a tzaddik is going to go to Gan Eden. And that's why they're called tzaddikim. So the Ginzei HaMelech makes a very interesting point. He says, so now we're learning that Esther was her real name, but she was called Hadass. So he says that when somebody writes a get, the loch is that when you write the names of the husband and the wife in a get, you have to write the given name, and you have to write also all the other names by which these people are called. So he says that the proper way of writing it is that first you should write the name, the real name, and then all the other names. But if that name, by what she's called, is more common, you could write that name first. He says, where do we see the Raya? Here. Because even though her real name is Esther, sometimes the Megillah calls her Hadassa before Esther. If you don't have Hadassa Shema, Yehuda suggests the opposite. Her real name was Hadassa. V'lam nikra Shema Esther. Why was she called Esther? Hashem shoysa masteres devareha. She hid what she said. As we know, as it says in the Megillah, Ein Esther Magedis Melaratav Amma, she didn't mention her name. She didn't mention where she came from. Rabbi Yehuda Nechemya Ma Hadassa Shema. Her real name was Hadassa. V'lam nikra Esther. Why was she called Esther? Shai umas ha'olam kainasai al-shema star. She was called a star, which means the moon. She was called like the moon. Why was she called the moon? So the Divrei Shaul, Rabbi Yosef Shaul Natanzon, the Lamed Gerov, explains that we know that the moon gets its light as a reflection from the sun. We're going to learn soon in the Gemara, he says, that Esther, the Gemara says, really wasn't so beautiful. She got her beauty from HaKadosh Baruch Hu, that everybody, Chut Shel Chesed, everybody liked her. So she was like the moon, did not have its own beauty. Its beauty emanated from something else. The Ein Eliyahu says her beauty emanated from all the perfume and jewelry that she got from Achashverosh, and that's why she's called Esther. She's like the moon. Ben Azayim Esther, She wasn't too tall. She wasn't too short. She was average. And the Gemara, the Mashal explains that when Chana was mispalel to have a child, she davened v'nesata la'moscha zera noshim. And the Gemara explains what is the Gemara Masechet Brachos Daf Lamed Aleph from the base. What does it mean, zera noshim? Zera muvel ben noshim. She davened to HaKadosh Baruch Hu that I want my child to be average. I want my child to look like all the other children, not too tall, not too short, and that's just perfect. And that's the way Esther looked as well. Rav Shuaimer, as we just quoted, Esther actually had a greenish complexion. However, the Chutzal Chesed Mashachala HaKadosh Baruch Hu made her look so beautiful. Kein lo yaveim. The pasuk says regarding Esther, Kein lo yaveim. Ubemois avir leim alamali. So why does the pasuk again have to repeat that she did not, that her parents passed away? Amar Rav Acha to teach us what a yosoima she was. Ibrisa, when her mother conceived her, meis avir, immediately her father died. Yaldasa, and when she was born, Meisima. So she never had the opportunity to have a parent. So the Maral explains that a Kadosh Baruch Hu made that the Nes of Purim should be done by Yisoyma, because a person that is was Esther, who was a Yisoyma, as we just explained, from a both of her parents, was obviously such a person is very modest. And a person like that, who's very modest, is the right person who could be the person that could be the antidote to Haman, to Amalek. Because Amalek represents arrogance. And this person, Esther, who had so little going for her, and she was therefore so modest, is the best person that could prevail over Haman, over Mordechai. Another pshat that I saw from the Yair of Tavash, that Amalek, as we say, came from Esav. What was Esav's power? Esav's power was that he did the mitzvah kibbutz of aim. Esther, as we're learning now, did not unfortunately have parents. Since Esther did not unfortunately have parents, she never violated the mitzvah kibbutz of aim. Other people have to be careful. Are they really performing the mitzvah kibbutz of aim properly? By Esther, unfortunately, there was never such a concern, and therefore she could be the person that could prevail over Esav, Haman, Amalek. Continues the Gemara. Amar, Maisa v'yavimah, lochamot chaloi labas, tanam shim rameya, al tikri labas, doesn't mean that she was his daughter, el labayis, which means that Mordechai married Esther. So the Achrayna asked, how does the Gemara understand that, from where does the Gemara know that Mordechai actually married her? Suri Yaakov explains, why did the Gemara have to say early in the shir, why did the Gemara have to quote the Pasuk in Divrei Hayomim to make that point? We could have learned it from here, how Mordechai raised Esther. We don't have to learn it from Basya and Moshe Rabbeinu, from Pasuk in Divrei Hayomim. It must be, because here it's not to be understood labas. Here it's understood labayis. And since it's understood labayis, that's why we don't have a raya kol megal yosim b'tach beisoy, and we had to bring a raya from the pasuk in Divrei Hayomim. So the question is, ask the Medrash Shmuel, that if the pasuk says in the Megillah that all the girls that were taken by Achashverosh were besulas, girls who were never married, who were virgins. Here we're saying that Esther was already married. So the Medrash Shmuel says that they never actually got married. Mordechai, when he had Esther in his home, saw what a wonderful girl Esther was. And because he saw what a wonderful girl Esther was, he decided that he wants to marry her, but that he actually didn't marry her. Another pshat that I saw is that they only had Erisin, they did not have Nesuin. McCain Weimer, the Pasuk says regarding Uriah Achiti, the Pasuk in Shmuel speaks about David HaMelech married Bathsheba, who was the wife of Uriah Achita. And the reason he was allowed to marry her was because Kol Hayotze Melchemes Beis David, whoever goes to war in a war of Beis David, Kosev Get L'Ishtoi, would write a get to his wife. So that's why they were able to get divorced. And then he caused, as we learned, they were divorced, but David HaMelech caused that Uriah Hachiti should get killed in war, and that's how he was able to marry Bathsheba. So Nosson HaNavi comes to speak to David HaMelech with a shlichus, with a message from HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And he gave him a mashal. He said there were two people in one city. One was a wealthy person and one was poor. And the wealthy person had many animals and the poor person only had one sheep. And when this guest comes to the wealthy person, he didn't take any of those animals. He forced the poor person to slaughter his one little sheep. And David HaMelech said, he took that one sheep away from him. And David HaMelech asks, how would such a person be treated? And David HaMelech gets very agitated. And he says, that person deserves death. And he has to pay back for what he did. So David HaMelech says, that's what you did here. Uriah Hachiti was a poor person. All he had was that one wife, Bathsheba, that you took away from him. So the pasuk says, as Nosson HaNavi is speaking to David HaMelech, Ularosh ein kol, ki im kivsa achas ketana, ashekana v'yechiyah, he has this one sheep, v'ktagdalima v'mbon av yachtov, mepitoi toichal, umekoisei tishtoi v'cheikoi tishkov, v'tiloi kabas. Says the Gemara v'chim, v'shum de v'chikoi tashkov, havle kabas, just because this animal was so close to him, does the animal become the daughter of a person? El kabayis. It was in the house all the time, like a wife is in our homes all the time. Hachinami, when it says labas in the Megillah, it means labayis. And the pasuk says that Esther was taken to the Beis Hanoshim, v'titav anar be'enov, and Achashverosh liked Achashverosh, liked Esther, v'tisa ches lefonov, v'yivalas tamurkevas v'nesel losla, v'sheva anaris. Why did she have seven girls to helping her? Amarava, she counted the days of Shabbos. Every day there was a different girl. And since there was every day there was a different girl, so every day there was a girl assigned to that day, and that's why she knew it was Shabbos. So I saw the Diarish Devash explains, as we learned and will be learning, she did not want anybody to know that she was a Jew. So if she wouldn't work on Shabbos, the girl from Shabbos would know that she's a Jew. So she had a different girl every day. And therefore, the girls may assume that she never works. If it was the same girls, they would realize that she does work during the week and she doesn't work on Shabbos. It would be a giveaway that she's Jewish. By having a different girl every day, that's how she was protected from people knowing that she was Jewish. The Ben Yayad explains that since she was a princess, she was in the palace all the time. She never left the palace. Since she never left the palace, she could lose track of when Shabbos was. That's why she created this system to know when Shabbos was. Vishanis Nasa says the Gemara Marav, Shechila Machli Yehudi. She served them Jewish food. So again, the Achronim ask that here we just discussed that she's trying to conceal that she's Jewish. So why did she eat kosher food? Wouldn't that be a way to give away that she's Jewish? So the Ben Yehuda says that they knew that she was raised by Mordechai. And since they knew she was raised by Mordechai, they knew she was used to eating kosher food, that this wasn't necessarily a way for them to know that she was Jewish. Another pshat that many suggest based on the Reishis Chachma, that kosher food is healthier. So she said she was taking the diet of kosher food not because she's Jewish. She took the diet of kosher food because she said that this is the healthier diet. And that's why she's eating kosher food, because she wants to be healthy. V'shmul amar shechel kadila d'chazri. She ate the part of the pig. So the Mefarshim ask, here we're saying that Esther was such a tzaddikus, and here we're saying that she ate non-kosher food. So the Mitzvah Eisen says that Kedila de Chazri means the type of a lettuce. It wasn't pork. It wasn't bacon. The Ben Yoyod explains that Kedila de Chazri, the Gemara says that there's a fish called Shibuta. And the Shibuta takes like pork. And that Kedila de Chazri means that she ate the fish that has the taste of bacon. Rav Yochanan Omer, Zeroinim. She ate seeds. The Kano Omer, the Hia Malta Noisen Pas Pagam, the Pasuk in Daniel, the Yayim Eshtayim, the Noslam Zeroinim. That's why the Ramah says the minig is to eat on Purim food that is made with seeds. That's why many people eat hamantashen that are made out of poppy seeds, because Esther ate seeds. So the pasuk continues in describing the treatment that the facial treatment, the body treatment that Esther had in the palace. Shisha chadashim b'shemen amor. Esther marmai shemen amor. Rav Chibar Abba amor sitkis. It says shemen afarsman. Rav Huna amor shemen zayis shlo yaviri shulish. It's oil. It's olive oil from olives that are not yet a third ripe. Tanya b'yuda amor afiknin. The Mishnah Masechet Menachos speaks about a fiknin. That is Shem Zayis Shloyevi Shlish. It's olive oil from olives that aren't a third ripe. Why would somebody smear themselves with such olive oil? Shemeser as a sayer. It takes off excess hair or madden as a basar, and it causes the skin to glow. Ber v'boya or v'boyki shava. Amr Rabbi Yochanan, mit genusa shalas rasha. How we see how terrible Achashverosh was. They had relations with so many women. We also see that he was a good person. He never had relations by day. To every individual, Esther, everybody thought that Esther was a member of his nation. Because as the Divrei Shaul explains, people naturally have an affinity to people who are like them and have a dislike to people who are not like them. So therefore, HaKadosh Baruch Hu wanted that everybody should like Esther. So they made that Esther should appear to everybody like she was a member of his nation. Particularly explains the Ben Yoyada, since as we're learning that Esther did not tell anybody from where she came. So since he didn't tell anybody from where she came, so people started questioning, who is this woman? So that's why the Kadosh Baruch made this nice. The Tchelz Mordechai explains that since we just learned that Esther Yirakroisa Haisa, Esther was not a natural beauty, so she would not automatically be so beloved. The way she got so beloved was because HaKadosh Baruch Hu made that everybody should think that she's part of their nation. Says the Gemara, Yerach Shenena Guf Echem and Aguf. It's cold in Tevis. Tevis is the winter. So when a person has relations, that is particularly satisfying. And that's why it specifically happened in Tevis. V'yev HaMelech Chesest Mikol HaNoshim V'tisa Chem V'ches Lofonov Mikol HaPsulos Amma Bikish Litoim Ta'am Psula. When Achashverosh had relations with Esther, if he wanted her to feel like a Psula, she felt that way. Tam Shabula, if he wanted to feel like a Bula, Tom. The Yasamalch Mishta Godel of Mishtaya, he made this big party because he was so anxious that Esther should reveal where she's from. Vlay Galilei, she still didn't tell him. Dollar Karga, I will take off the tax from people, because Din Yaakov explains that she was concerned that maybe Esther didn't want to tell him who she's from, because just like his advisors advised him to kill Vashti, that so maybe his advisors will advise him to kill Esther. So he says, I'm in a good mood, not like I was by Vashti, and you don't have to worry that I'm going to kill you. And the way he showed that he was in a good mood was by lifting the taxes. Shadi Pashdine, he sent presents in the name of Esther to various people, and also Vlay Galilei. He still refused, she still did not tell him. Because Pesulah Shainis, says the Gemara, also Shokal Eitzim Mordechai. Achashverosh was frustrated that Esther did not tell him from where she was. So he went to ask advice from Mordechai. Amar, so Mordechai told him, Ein ishi miskanes el b'yer chaverta. Women are very jealous. So go tell Esther that I'm looking for second wife, and like that, maybe she'll, out of jealousy, tell you where she's from. Says the Gemara Vafilachol Galilei. She refused to tell him. The Ksiv, as the Pasuk says in the Megillah, Ein Esther Megedes Melarata. So the question is, why did he ask Mordechai? So the Ben Yehuda explains that Mordechai, as we know, and he knew that as well, raised Esther. And since Mordechai raised Esther, he figured Mordechai could tell him. But Mordechai said, I raised her, but I don't know from where she comes. And you have to try a different approach to how to figure out where she's from. Amar Rabbi Elazar, Ma'idik Siv, the Pasuk says in Iyuv, as Eliyahu speaks to Iyuv, La'yigra mitzadik enof, b'tzvil b'schatz niyas, shayis b'barachol, because Rachel was a tzenua, zachs of yotzim men of shol, she had shol as a descendant, and b'tzchatz niyas, shayis b'shol, and because shol was a tzenua, the Gemara will explain, zachs of yotzim men of Esther, that's how she had Esther. And as we're going to learn, Rachel did not give over the simonim to Yaakov Avinu, that was Tznius, and that's why we had that Esther, as we're learning over and over in today's shiur, Ein Esther Megadeta Melarata. Esther did not give over where she came from. Ask the Gemara, my Tznius hayu b'Rachel, what was the Tznius that we find by Rachel? The Ksiv, v'yagid Yaakov Rachel, ki achi avihu. Yaakov told Rachel that they're related. But the question is, v'chi achi avihu, Yaakov wasn't a brother of Lovin, for like Ben Achois of Yehu, he was a nephew. Ella, Amalai, Mitzvahsli. Yaakov asked Rachel, marry me. Amalai, in, yes. Miu, she said, Abramahu, my father is not an honest person, Vlayachotle, and you will not be able to prevail over my father. Amalai, Achvan Nibaramas. So she said, I am his brother in being dishonest. Amalei, so she asked, O Mishar le tzadikim sakri bin Musa, may tzadikim be dishonest? Amalei in. So he said, absolutely, as the Pasuk says, Emnava tetabar v'mikish tespato. Of course, a tzadik has to be honest. But that's only when he's dealing with honest people. But here, we're not dealing with, we're dealing with dishonest people, then I'm allowed to act this way. Of course, the Rambam writes in a letter, that's not the way a person is supposed to live. He says, if a person is going to live amongst dishonest people, and because he's living amongst dishonest people, he will always be dishonest, then that will cause that he should always be dishonest, a way that we're not allowed to live. In fact, the Mefarshim ask, it says Yaakov Ish Tam, so it doesn't mean that he was not an honest, that he was always honest. So I saw Ish Tam means that he was always an Ish Tam. He was a balabas. He was the owner of his tamimus. And he knew when is the right time to act with tamimus and when is not the right time to act with tamimus. And a sort of Mefarshim explained, that's the way HaKadosh Baruch Hu acts as well. HaKadosh Baruch Hu, we know, always acts mida k'neged mida. And sometimes he knows that he has to act with people in such a manner because that's the way people are acting. Amalai Mari Musa. So now Yaakov asks Rachel, where will he be dishonest? Amalai Isle Achasa de Chishiminai. I have an older sister. V'lai Mintzali Mekama. He will not allow me to get married before her. Masal of Simonim. So says the Gemara. So he gave over Simonim. What were the Simonim? The Simonim were the three mitzvahs that women are obligated to do. Nida, Chala, and Adlokas Haner. Says the Gemara, Kimata Laila. When the night that Rachel and Yaakov Avinu were supposed to get married, Amma Hashta Michsvach Soy, my sister will be embarrassed. Meser Tenanila. And he gave her, Rachel gave Leva the Simonim, Vediksiv, and that's Pshat what the Pasuk says, Vehi Bebiker, Vehinine Leila. In the morning she was Leia. Asked the Gemara Mechlad that Hashta Lav Leahu. Till now she wasn't Leia. Ella, smitoich simanim shemasu Rachel Leah, because Rachel gave simanim to Leah, Leah v'yada, so at night, That's how Rachel was, that's how Leah was able to convince Yaakov that she is indeed Rachel. And that's how Leah was not embarrassed. Lefikach, Sachs of Yosem and Ashol. Ask the Gemara, Tznius, Mat Tznius, Hoysa B'Shol. Where do we find Tznius by Shol? Says the Gemara, the Ksiv, Shol hid from his, Shol went to look for his missing animals. And Shmuel, when he came to Shmuel to ask him where they were, Shmuel told him where they were. And at that time, Shmuel anointed him as a king. And then Shaul goes to visit his king, and he tells him that I found the donkeys. However, Vestvar Hamelucha lo higala, Hashem Shmuel. He was just anointed as a king. You would certainly expect that he would be proud of that and tell his uncle. He didn't say a word. And because of that, Zoch of Yosem and Esther, Esther was his descendant. Vamar Belazar. When a Kodesh Baruch Hu decides that a person will be a leader, it's for his children forever. But if the person is becomes arrogant, HaKadosh Baruch Hu mashpilai. HaKadosh Baruch Hu will push him down. Well, Shenemar v'masurim bazikim. So ask the Chasam Sofer, isn't Yerusha, doesn't an inheritance go to one's children? So what's the Gemara teaching us? So the Chasam Sofer says that somebody's children inherit his position only if they're worthy to inherit that position. But if they're not worthy to inherit that position, then the person who's more worthy for the Rabbonis or for any other position should get it first. The Pasuk says, Ein Esther, as we've been discussing this year, Ein Esther against Melanet Ves Amo Kshetziva La Mordechai Ves Marma Mordechai Esther Osa. Amar Yemiya, Shoy Samara Dam Nidal Chachamim. She would be careful that she would show Dam Nidal to the Chachamim. So we see that even though, explain the Mepharshim, that Esther was related so closely to Mordechai, but since Mordechai was her husband, she did not ask her husband the needed questions. She went to other rabbonim. Kashayis ba'amne itay, Amar Rav Ben Lema, shayis amedes mecheke shel Achashverus v'tevelus. She would have relations with Achashverus. Then she would go to the mikvah v'yoshes mecheke shel Mordechai, and she was allowed to do so because she wasn't having relations with Achashverus willingly. She was doing it because she was forced, and in such a situation, she could go back to her husband. But Yom Mahim, or Mordechai Yoish B'Shar Melech, Katzav Piksen V'Serish, Shnei Shirisei Melech. Two of the king's assistants got angry at him, and now we're going to learn the story. Amar Rav Chiver Abba Amar Rav Yoichanan, Hiktziv HaKadosh Baruch Hu Adon Alvadov, HaKadosh Baruch Hu caused that Paroi should get angry at the Sar Mashkim and Sar Oifim, Lassus Ritzoyin Tzadik. That's how Yosef, Amanu Yosef, that's how Yosef ultimately was freed from jail. Shenemar, as we remember, the Sar Mashkim tells Paroi, Visham Itanu Nar Ivri. Similarly, Avodim Aldenayim, HaKadosh Baruch Hu made the Bixen and Tzeresh should get angry at Achashverish, Lassus Neis LaTzadik. That a Neis should happen for Tzadik. Manu, who was that tzaddik? Mordechai. The Ksiv, V'yivad Adav L'Mordechai, Mordechai became aware of what Bixen V'Serish were planning, and that's how we ultimately informed Achashverish, as we will discuss in the coming shiur. Amar Rav Yochanan, Bixen V'Serish, Shnei Tarsoim Hava. Bixen V'Serish were from the country of Tarsi. V'Misaprim B'Loshon Tarsi. And they were speaking in the Loshon Tarsi, that nobody understood what they said. And the Chasam Sofer says there's a very important lesson to learn here. He says that a person should think that nobody hears what I'm saying, nobody understands what I'm saying. But sometimes you think that's the case, but it's really not that way. Vamrim, and they said amongst themselves, Miyom Shabbos Zu, from when Esther got married to Achashverosh, Lurinu Shena Beinayim. Achashverosh was always having relations with Esther. And that's why he was constantly thirsty. And he was asking them all the time to bring him something to drink. Let's put some poison in his food. They didn't know that Mordechai was a member of the Sanhedrin, Vayedei b'shivim loshon. The halacha is that a member of the Sanhedrin has to know all 70 languages, because they did not, in a case comes to them, they should be able to understand the two sides directly, not through an interpreter. Amaloi, Malai ein mishmati, mishmati shavach. But Bix and Seresh said to each other, we're not on duty at the same time. Amaloi, ani ashmer mishmati mishmatcha. So he said, I'll take over your rotation. V'ayna diksiv, v'yivukish adav v'yimotzei, shaloi nimtzu b'mishmartam. How were they caught? Because they indeed were not where they were supposed to be. They were not supposed to be where they were supposed to be when they were supposed to be. Achad var me'ela. So the pasuk says, "Gilam." After all of this, "Gilam Melech Achashverosh as Haman." My achad var me'ela. Ask them, what does that mean? Amarava. Achashabar Hakadosh Baruch Hu refuah l'maka. First, Hakadosh Baruch Hu created the refuah. Damar shlokish. And Hakadosh Baruch Hu makas Yisrael. Hakadosh Baruch Hu doesn't punish us. Elm came b'yir lam refuah tchila. Unless he first makes the antidote first. Shnemar can rafil Yisrael v'nigla avoyin Ephraim. It's not that way with a Nachrim. Makai son, first he punishes them. If achkach b'yirlem refuah, and then he makes an antidote. Shneman v'nagav Hashemus Mitzrayim nagav v'roifa. So I saw that the Majid Tzur Rebbe explains. The pasuk says, we say it all the time, and the Medrash explains, Ashiyotzar asachach adam b'chachma. HaKadosh Baruch Hu first created the person. And if Baruch Hu did not create the world, we're first creating a person and then creating everything in the world that he needs to exist. On the contrary, the person was created on Yom HaShishi, on the sixth day. HaKadosh Baruch Hu created everything that we need, and then he created us. The same thing, even if HaKadosh Baruch Hu sees that a person, Rachman Otzlan, needs to be punished, he first creates the refuah, that as soon as he will suffer what he needs to suffer, immediately he'll have the refuah available. First, Haman decided just to go against Mordechai. First, he wanted to attack Mordechai. Manu, who is the Am Mordechai? Those are the Rabbanon, the Chachamim, those were his colleagues, then he wanted to attack all the Jews. When the lottery fell in Adar, Haman was very happy. The Geirul fell in the month that Moshe Beinu was Nifter. But he wasn't aware she was shiva ba'adar meis, that Moshe Beinu was nifter in shiva ba'adar, but shiva ba'adar noilad. So why wasn't he aware that he was born in shiva ba'adar? Because the day a person is born is not such a great day, because he's born, he's still an oral. Or when he dies and he comes to that madrega, that's when he comes, that's what he knew, that Moshe Beinu lived his life like he was supposed to live. Yesh am achad. Amar Rava, leka diyada lishna bishnak ama. There's no one who could say lashon hara worse than Haman. Amar leitan nechlinu. He came to Achashverosh and he said, let's destroy the Jews. Amar leimistafina melakav. So Achashverosh said, I'm scared of their God. The loy loved me could ever become my. He shouldn't do to me what he did to my predecessors. Amar le yashnu mena mitzvahs. They're no longer doing the mitzvahs, and therefore you don't have to be concerned. Amalei isper rabbanon. The rabbanon amongst them, and the rabbanon are still fulfilling the mitzvahs. Amalei am echad hein. They're all one nation. They're all responsible one for the other. And if the people aren't doing mitzvahs, the rabbanon kol yisrael arevim zeh lazeh are responsible for them. Shema taimer kara ani ayisu b'malchuscha. If you completely destroy one nation, that place where they live will now be left empty. They're not in any one place. They're all over, so they're being ripped out will not be noticeable. Maybe they're very productive people, and by killing them, we'll lose their productivity. So he said, Meforid, Kapreda, they're like a mule, Shenois Paris, that doesn't have children. V'shem v'taymer ikim adin nesayim v'nayu. There's a country with them. Tamalaymer b'kol b'dinas malchusecha. They're all over. They're not in one place. For the same shayin v'kolayim, d'loach l'menon, they don't eat our food. They only eat kosher food. L'nasmi v'non, they don't intermarry with us. V'loim nasmi l'on, and we don't intermarry with them. The mafkil kulishata, all the time they say shahi upai. They say Shabbos hayoyim or Pesach hayoyim. Why do they pick up Shabbos and Pesach? One pshat is because Shabbos and Pesach represent the special relationship that exists between us and the Kadosh Baruch Hu. Another pshat is a Jew spends the entire week preparing for Shabbos. And he certainly spends much time preparing for Pesach. So he's saying they're busy preparing for Shabbos and Pesach. They're not available to do things for us. Well, Melech ain't shoven l'nicham. Dachlu v'shasu u'mavzu l'malchus. When they eat and drink, that they embarrass our country. Because afilu nafal zvul because shalachman, if a fly would fall into the cup of wine of one of them, zarku, they remove the fly, v'shaseyu, and they drink it. But we know if the king touches one of them, touches the cup of one of their wine, he pours out the wine, the karka on the floor of Enishaseyu. That Haman is going to give Shkolim a Yisrael. Lufikach higdim shikleim l'shkolov. That's why he gave his Shkolim before the Shkolim that we give to the Beis HaMikdash. V'anetanan, and that's why, till this day, the first Mishnah Masechta Shkolim teaches us, Bech b'shodar mashmim al Shkolim v'al klayim. So I saw a beautiful pshat. What is the connection between Shkolim and klayim? We know the halach is that when somebody gives the Shkolim, he gives a machzah shekel. Why does somebody give a machzah shekel? Because I give half, and my friend, the other person, gives half. That means kol yisrael arevim zelazeh. We're all connected to each other. Klayim means that people should not mix things that aren't supposed to be mixed. The lesson is sometimes we're supposed to connect with other people. Kol yisrael arevim zelazeh. And sometimes klayim, if it's smart to be separated from each person, from certain people. We have to, in each situation, realize and recognize what is the proper approach.